Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, Chapter 1, The Spiritual Masters, Text Number 47. Shiksha Guru Keta Jani Krishnera Sarup. Antaryami Bhakta Shresta Eduri Rup. I think that's the last A is not supposed to be pronounced. Shiksha Guru Keta Jani Krishnera Swarup.
Shiksha Guru Keta Jani Krishnera Swarup.
Antaryami Bhakta Shresta Eduri Rup.
Antaryami Bhakta Shresta Eduri Rup.
Shiksha,
Shiksha,
Guruke,
Guruke,
the spiritual master who instructs.
Duhovni učitelj koji daje uputstvo.
Ta,
indi,
zaist,
jani,
jani,
I know,
I know.
Ja znam.
Krishnera,
Krishnera,
of Krishna,
of Krishna,
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 Swarup,
Swarup,
the direct representative,
neposredni predstavnik,
Andaryami,
Andaryami,
the indwelling super soul,
the indwelling super soul,
nad duša koja prebiva unutra.
Bhakta Shresta,
Bhakta Shresta,
the best devotee,
the best devotee,
Naivuni Bhakta,
Naivuni Bhakta,
these,
Ovi,
Ovi,
Dui,
Dui,
two,
Dva,
Dva,
Rupa,
Rupa,
forms,
Oblika,
Oblika.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. One should know the instructing spiritual master to be the personality of Krishna. Lord Krishna manifests himself as the super soul and as the greatest devotee of the Lord.
Osoba treba da zna da je duhovni učitelj koji daje uputstva zapravo ličnost Krishna. Gospod Krishna se manifestuje kao nadduša i najveći je bhakta od gospoda.
Purport. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami states that the instructing spiritual master is a bona fide representative of Sri Krishna.
Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami izjavljuje da je duhovni učitelj koji daje uputstva verodostojni predstavnik Krishna.
Sri Krishna himself teaches us as the instructing spiritual master from within and without.
Sri Krishna sam nas podučava kao duhovni učitelj koji daje uputstva kako iznutra, tako i spolja.
From within he teaches as Paramatma, our constant companion.
Iznutra nas podučava kao Paramatma, naš stalni pratilac.
And from without he teaches from the Bhagavad Gita as the instructing spiritual master.
A spolja nas podučava putem Bhagavad Gita kao duhovni učitelj koji daje uputstvo.
There are two kinds of instructing spiritual masters.
Postoje dve vrste duhovnih učitelja koji daju uputstvo.
One is the liberated person fully absorbed in meditation in devotional service.
Jedan je oslobođena osoba koja je potpuno apsorbovana u meditaciju i nepradno služenje.
And the other is he who invokes his, the disciples' spiritual consciousness by means of relevant instructions.
A drugi je onaj ko pobuđuje kod učenika duhovni napredak.
Thus instructions in the science of devotion
tako uputstva u nauci predanosti
are differentiated in terms of the objective and subjective ways of understanding.
Možemo razlikovati u pogledu objektivnog i subjektivnog načina razumevanja.
The acharya in the true sense of the term who is authorized to deliver Krishna.
Ačarija u pravom smislu te reči koji je opunomoćen da donese Krishnu
enriches the disciple with full spiritual knowledge,
obogaćuje učenika punim duhovnim znanjem,
and thus awakens him to the activities of devotional service.
I tako kod njega pobuđuje aktivnosti predanog služenja.
When by learning from the self-realized spiritual master, one actually engages himself in the service of Lord Vishnu, functional devotional service begins.
Kada tako učeći od samospoznatog duhovnog učitelja, osoba se angažuje i posveti predanom služenju gospoda Višnu, tada njegovo pravo predano služenje počinje.
Procedures of this devotional service are known as abhideya, or actions one is duty bound to perform.
Postupci takvog predanog služenja poznati su kao abideje ili aktivnosti koje smo dužni da obavljamo.
Our only shelter is the Supreme Lord, and one who teaches how to approach Krishna is the functioning form of the personality of Godhead.
Naše jedino utočište je Svevišnji Gospod i onaj koji podučava kako da priđemo Krišni je funkcionalni oblik Svevišnje Božanske ličnosti.
There is no difference between the shelter giving Supreme Lord and the initiating and instructing spiritual masters.
Nema razlike između Svevišnje Božanske ličnosti koja daje utočište i duhovnog učitelja koji daje uputstva i inicira.
If one foolishly discriminates between them, he commits an offense in the discharge of devotional service.
Ukoliko osoba usled gluposti pravi diskriminaciju između to dvoje, počinjava uvredu u obavljanju predanog služenja.
Srila Sanatana Goswami is the ideal spiritual master, but he delivers one the shelter of the lotus feet of Madan Mohan.
Srila Sanatana Goswami je idealni duhovni učitelj, jer on oslobađa i donosi u stvari svima utočište lotosovih stopala Madan Mohan.
Even though one may be unable to travel on the field of Vrindavan due to forgetfulness of his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Čak iako osoba može biti sprečena da putuje u Vrindavan usled svoje zaboravnosti jer je zaboravila svoj odnos sa Svevišnjom Božanskom ličnošću,
he can get an adequate opportunity to stay in Vrindavan and derive all spiritual benefits by the mercy of Sanatana Goswami.
Može dobiti adekvatnu priliku da boravi u Vrindavanu i da dostigne sve duhovne dobrobiti samo zahvaljujući milosti Sanatane Goswami.
Sri Govindaji acts exactly like the Shikshit Guru instructing spiritual master by teaching Arjuna the Bhagavad Gita.
Sri Govindaji deluje upravo kao Shiksha Guru, odnosno duhovni učitelj koji daje uputstva kada podučava Bhagavad Gita Arjuna.
He is the original preceptor for giving, for he gives us instructions and an opportunity to serve him.
On je izvorni začetnik jer nam daje uputstva i priliku da ga služimo.
The initiating spiritual master is a personal manifestation of Srila Madan Mohan Vigraha.
Duhovni učitelj koji daje inicijaciju je manifestacija i to lična manifestacija Srila Madan Mohan Vigrahe.
Whereas the instructing spiritual master is a personal representative of Srila Govindadev Vigraha.
Dok je duhovni učitelj koji daje uputstva lični predstavnik Srila Govindadeva Vigrahe.
Both of these deities are worshipped at Vrindavan.
Oba ova božanstva obožavaju se u Vrindavanu.
Srila Gopinath is the ultimate attraction in spiritual realization.
A Srila Gopinath je krajnja privlačnost u duhovnoj realizaciji, odnosno samospoznanju.
So, the verse again.
Još jedan stih.
Shiksha Guru Keta Jani Krishna Rasvaru Antaryami Bhakta Shrestha Eduvi Rup. One should know the instructing spiritual master to be the personality of Godhead, personality of Krishna. Lord Krishna manifests himself as the super soul and as the greatest devotee of the Lord.
Osoba treba da zna da je duhovni učitelj koji daje uputstva zapravo ličnost Krishna. Gospod Krishna se manifestuje kao nadduša i kao najveći i najosvišeniji od svih bhakti.
Namo Vishnu Graya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Granta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Bhaskacharya Sitarane. Thank you for your attention.
Hvala za vašu pažnju.
This is a verse I have read I have no idea how many times.
Ovo je stih koga nemam pojma koliko puta sam već pročitao.
And I can't say after reading it so many times I've understood it.
I ne mogu vam reći da čak i nakon što sam ga toliko puta pročitao da ga baš razumijem.
But at least I can say I'm trying to understand.
Ali makar mogu reći da pokušavam da shvatim.
And whatever I can understand, I can try to explain.
A sve to što sam pokušao da razumem, mogu da pokušam da objasnim.
That doesn't mean that obviously that what I'm explaining is completely 100% the whole picture.
To ne znači da ono što ja objašnjavam predstavlja 100% neku sliku ovog stiha.
But anyhow, when I get the whole picture, then I'll also try to explain it.
Ali budite sigurni kad dobijem tu kompletnu sliku i tad ću pokušati da objasnim.
But first let me try to establish certain principles.
Dozvolite mi da prvo objasnim osnovne principe.
Our aim is Vrindavan.
Naš cilj je Vrindavan.
Either or Vaikuntha.
Ili Vaikuntha.
And our method of getting to Vrindavan is to take shelter of these three deities.
A način kako možemo doći do Vrindavana je da uzmemo utočište ova tri božanstva.
Namely, Madan Mohan, Govindaji, and Gopinath.
A to su Madan Mohan, Govindaji i Gopinath.
And they manifest themselves in different ways in this world to help us go back to Vrindavan.
I oni se manifestuju različitim oblicima u ovom svetu kako bi nam pomogli da se vratimo u Vrindavan.
Especially in this age,
naročito u ovom dobu,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come with his eternal associates.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je došao sa svojim večnim pratijacima.
And they manifested the feelings of separation from Vrindavan.
I oni su manifestovali osjećanja odvojenosti od Vrindavana.
By especially through the method of spreading the Sankirtan movement.
Naročito putem širenja Sankirtan pokreta.
That by serving the Sankirtan movement, then one is able to get the full mercy of the Panchatattva and ultimately experience the mood of separation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I na taj način, služeći Sankirtan pokret, osoba je u mogućnosti da dobije punu milost Chaitanya Mahaprabhu i tako se približi Vrindavanu i osjeća tu odvojenost od Vrindavana.
And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given this philosophy and science to these six Goswamis.
I Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je podario tu filozofiju na nauku šestorici Goswamija.
Therefore, Rupa Raghunatha Pade, we serve the lotus feet of the six Goswamis.
Zato se kaže Rupa Raghunatha Pade, što znači da mi služimo lotosova stopala šestorice Goswamija.
And our disciple succession means those who have understood the teachings of the six Goswamis.
A naše učeničko nasljeđe znači to su oni koji su razumeli učenje šestorice Goswamija.
Are giving those instructions in a way that we can apply for ourselves.
I oni daju uputstva na taj način kako bi nama pomogli da to primenimo u svom slučaju.
The goal, as explained in this verse, is to become fully absorbed in meditation upon Krishna.
Cilj koji je objašnjen u ovom stihu jeste postati potpuno apsorbovan u meditaciju na Krishnu.
In that verse, Yesham antikatam papam jananam punyakarmanam he dvanva mohanirmuktva Vajante mam vrida radaha. That those who have passed their lives in executing pious activities,
oni koji su proveli svoje živote izvršavajući pobožna dela,
who are free from all kinds of sinful activities,
koji su oslobođeni svih vrsta grešnih dela,
can transcend the dualities of material existence,
mogu da prevaziđu dualnosti materijalne prirode,
and fully engage themselves in Krishna's service with determination.
I mogu u potpunosti da se posvete predanom služenju sa odlučnošću.
And the Purport Prabhupada explains the process of elevating ourselves to the spiritual world.
A u stihu Srila Prabhupada objašnjava da je to proces na kojim se uzdižemo do duhovnog sveta.
Or we could say spiritual consciousness.
Ili mogli bismo reći uzdižemo se do duhovne svesnosti.
Because there's no difference between spiritual consciousness and being in the spiritual world.
Jer nema razlike između toga imati duhovnu svesnost i biti u duhovnom svetu.
The first thing is somehow or another to regulate our sinful activities.
Pre svega treba da regulišemo naša grešna dela.
That is, at least regulate our lives in some way.
Barem bi trebalo da dovedemo u red naše živote na neki način.
Then to come to the platform performing pious activities.
A onda da dođemo na nivo izvršavanja pobožnog dela.
Then to become tolerant of the dualities of material existence.
Zatim da razvijemo toleranciju prema dualnosti materijalnog postojanja.
Then to accept devotional service.
Nakon toga da prihvatimo predano služenje.
To rise up to knowledge of the absolute truth.
Da se uzdignemo do znanja o apsolutnoj istini.
And then to be able to meditate and trance upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
I onda da budemo sposobni da u transu meditiramo o svevišnjoj božanskoj ličnosti.
In other words, the beginning is to go from a neophyte devotee.
Drugim rečima, početak je da se krene od tog bhakti početnika.
To a Madhyama Adhikari,
do Madhyama Adhikarya,
and ultimately come to the state of Uttama Adhikari, where one can meditate in trance upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
I da se konačno dostigne nivo Uttama Adhikarya, na kome osoba može u transu da meditira na svevišnju božansku ličnost.
And our acharyas have given us the process of gradually coming from one stage to another.
A naše acharye su nam dali proces postepenog prolaska sa jednog nivoa na drugi.
The Krishna consciousness movement is meant to give us the activities of the Madhyama Adhikari.
I pokret za svesnost Krishna je namenjen tome da nam pruži aktivnosti kojima se bavi Madhyama Adhikari.
That is, devotional service is just like taking iron and putting it into the fire.
Predano služenje je kao kada uzmete gvožđe i stavite ga u vatru.
The more the iron is in the fire, then it gets hotter and hotter and hotter, and then it becomes just like fire.
I što je duže to gvožđe u vatri, postajeće sve vrelije i vrelije i vrelije, i na kraju će se nekako poistovetiti s vatrom.
So how to keep the iron in the fire?
I kako onda držati to gvožđe u vatri?
Generally, the neophyte devotee doesn't really know how to keep the iron in the fire.
Uglavnom, bhakti početnik ne zna kako da drži gvožđe u vatri.
Because the fire is actually on the spiritual platform.
Jer vatra zapravo jeste duhovni plin.
Devotional service begins at the liberated platform.
I predano služenje počinje na tom oslobođenom nivou.
Brahma, Buddha, Prasanatma, Nashoshiti, Nakanshiti, Samaksarveshu, Bhuteshu, Madhbhakti, Lavate, Param. That is, one becomes fully joyful.
A to znači da osoba postane potpuno sretna.
When he no longer laments or hankers for anything in this material world.
Kada više ne želi i ne jadikuje ni za čim u ovom materijalnom svetu.
When one is able to see all of the entities as spiritual beings.
Ili kada je sposoban da vidi sva živa bića kao duhovna bića.
From that liberated platform one begins actual pure devotional service.
I sa tog oslobođenog nivoa osoba započinje čisto predano služenje.
This has been explained as Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhakti Uttama Anya Vilasita Shunyam Jnana Karma Iravritam Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhakti Uttama. Uttama Bhakti has two aspects.
Uttama Bhakti ima dva aspekta.
One is ordinary bhakti.
Jedan je običan bhakti.
Ordinary bhakti is for Krishna.
I taj običan bhakti aspekt od namenjene Krišne.
That's not to say it's just ordinary. Bhakti is ordinary at any stage.
Nije to baš obično, ali ajde, nikad to nije obično.
But bhakti which is not completely 100% on the Uttama platform.
Ali tu se misli na bhakti koja nije 100% na tom Uttama nivou.
But any kind of bhakti has to be for Krishna.
No, bilo koja vrsta bhakti mora da bude za Krišnu.
And it has to be anushilana. It has to be what Krishna wants us to do.
I mora da bude ono što Krishna želi da mi radimo.
It has to be anukulyena. It has to be to please Krishna.
I mora biti usmerena zadovoljstvu Krishna.
And 100% unalloyed pure bhakti is anya vilasita shunya. There is no other desireness other than trying to please Krishna.
A 100% čista bhakti znači da nema drugih želja osim da se zadovolji Krishna.
And jnana karma dharavrita. All the activities are not at all covered by jnana karma or any other kind of activity.
I sve aktivnosti nisu prekrivene ni dhyanom, ni karmom, ni bilo kojom vrstom drugih zapadljenosti.
To practice, to come to that platform, we practice from the Madhyama Adhikari platform.
I trebamo vežbati da bismo došli na taj nivo, mi vežbamo kroz Madhyama Adhikari.
One is to practice loving Krishna.
Vežbamo da volimo Krishna.
Prema maitri krito pega yat karoti samadhi maha. That the second class devotee, he sees Krishna and he loves Krishna. Ishvara tad adineshu balisheshu dvitsatsu cha prema maitri krito pega yat karoti samadhi maha.
Drugoklasni bhakta, on vidi Krishnu i voli Krishna.
That prema is for Krishna.
I ta prema usmerena je ka Krishna.
But for us right now we don't see Krishna everywhere.
Ali mi trenutno i ne vidimo baš Krishnu svuda.
But we have to at least see Krishna in the deity.
No barem treba da vidimo Krishnu u božanstvima.
If we don't see Krishna in the deity, then we're really in trouble.
Ako ne vidimo Krishnu ni u božanstvima, onda smo stvarno u problemu.
So we have to practice. Oh, here is Krishna.
I onda mi tako vežbamo.
I must serve Krishna.
Moram da služim
Krishna. I must please Krishna.
Moram da zadovoljim Krishna.
As Prabhupada said in one lecture when he's installing Madanmo Shishi Rukmini Dwarka Na in Los Angeles in 1970.
Kao što je Šila Prabhupada rekao u jednoj priči kada je zapravo instalirao Shishi Rukmini Dwarka Na tam.
In Los Angeles, 1970.
Aha, 1970, thank you.
That here is Krishna.
Ovde je Krishna.
I must serve him.
Moram da ga služim.
My dear Krishna, I brought you this.
Dragi moj Krishna, doveo sam
ovde. Or Prabhupada was actually, he was saying that Madan Mohan, that Sanatana Goswami was hanging Madan Mohan within a tree.
Što Prabhupada je pričao kako je Sanatana Goswami rekao da je
Madan Mohan was complaining because Sanatana Goswami was offering him just one dry piece of bread.
I onda se Madan Mohan žalio zato što mu je Sanatana Goswami samo nudio osušeno parče hleba.
It was just too austere for Madan Mohan.
To je bilo previše strogo.
He was living on a branch of a tree.
I živeo je na grani drveta.
Eating just a piece of bread that Sanatana Goswami offered him.
I dobio je samo parče suvog hleba koje bi mu ponudio sa nekoga sam.
So he started to complain.
I onda je počeo da se žali.
Can you even give me some salt?
Pa možeš bar malo soli da mi daš?
So Prabhupada said, first you're gonna, Sanatana Goswami, you said, my dear Madan Mohan, now it's salt, next it's gonna be sweets.
I onda je Sanatana Goswami rekao, dragi moj Madan Mohan, sad tražiš sol, sledeće što ćeš tražiš su slatkiši.
He said, I'm an old man.
I kaže, ja sam stari čovjek.
Whatever I have, I'm offering to you.
I sve što ja imam, ja tebi nudim.
Please accept it.
Molim te, prihvati to.
And Prabhupada started to chuckle. Prabhupada started to laugh.
I onda je Prabhupada počeo da se smeje.
He said, Madan Mohan, he had to eat that.
I onda je rekao, pa Madan Mohan je morao to da jede.
Then Prabhupada said, but what is your value?
A onda je Prabhupada pitao, a koje su vaše vrednosti?
And what is the value of the things that you have?
I koje su vrednosti stvari koje vi imate?
That the real thing is bhakti.
Prava vrednost je bhakti.
That kindly, Krishna kindly accept.
I to Krishna ljubazno prihvata.
I have no qualifications.
Ja nemam kvalifikacije.
I'm rotten and I'm fallen.
Ja sam truo i pao.
But I brought this for you.
Ali sam ti donio ovo.
And then Prabhupada started to cry.
I onda je Prabhupada počeo da plače.
And then he said, don't be puffed up.
I rekao je, nemojte biti naduvani.
Always remember you're dealing with Krishna.
Uvek imajte na umu da imate posla s Krishnom.
That is my advice.
I to je moj savet.
Thank you very much.
Hvala vam puno.
So in other words, we approach Krishna, oh Krishna, you're so fortunate.
Drugim rečima, mi prilazimo Krishna i kažemo, oh Krishna, ti si tako sretan.
I'm in I gave you a little space in my house.
I sretan si zapravo što sam ti malo parče svoje kuće tamo obezbedio.
I'm offering you so many things.
I tako puno ti stvari nudim.
I'm actually utilizing some of my precious time to serve you.
I zapravo koristim nešto od mog dragocenog vremena da bih te služio.
I hope you appreciate who I am.
Nadam se da ceniš to ko sam ja.
I don't demand too much reciprocation, but I expect something.
Ne zahtevam ja previše da mi uzvratiš, ali nešto očekujem.
In any case, if we don't realize, we probably haven't.
U svakom slučaju, ako ne shvatamo, onda verovatno nikad mi nećemo.
Who we are,
ko smo,
we may think ourselves be something that we're not.
Možemo zapravo smatrati da smo nešto što i nismo.
And we may not appreciate exactly who these little people are with the two upraised hands up.
I možda baš i ne shvatamo ko su ta dvojica sa ovako dignutim rukama gore u vas.
In any case, that's Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti.
U svakom slučaju, to je Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti.
My dear Lord, I'm crazy.
Dragi moj gospode, ja sam lud.
I brought you into my house.
Doveo sam te u svoju kuću.
That's the first sign is that I'm crazy. I think it's my house.
To je prvi i veći znak da ste ludi. Mislite da je vaša kuća.
Kindly forgive me, you're very kind and you've come into a lunatic asylum.
Nešto kao, ljubazno mi oprosti, došao si zapravo u azil ludaka, ali eto, tu si.
But I know that you're my only hope.
Ali ja znam da si ti moja jedina nada.
That one day I may wake up and find out what's actually going on.
I nadam se da ću se jednog dana probuditi i shvatiti šta se zapravo dešava.
My spiritual master and the acharya said I have to do something to serve you.
Moji duhovni učitelji i acharya kažu da moram nešto da radim da bih te služio.
But I'll do the best I can.
I ja ću raditi najbolje što mogu.
Please don't expect too much.
Molim te, ne očekuj previše.
I'll try.
Ja ću pokušati.
But that's about the best I can do.
Ali to je najbolje što ja mogu.
In any case, whatever our version of the story
is, u svakom slučaju, kako god da je naša verzija priče,
we have to practice when we offer our food. It should actually be to please the deity.
I zapravo, kada recimo, nudimo hranu, to treba da bude radi zadovoljstva božanstava.
Some feeling has to be developed.
Treba da se razvije neko osjećanje.
At least, all right, I have to once a week change your dress.
Barem neka to bude, pa ja to ja moram barem jednom nedeljno da im
promijenim. Or offer you water every day.
Ili moram da dam svešu vodu.
Something has to be done for Krishna.
Nešto se mora raditi za Krishna.
Personal service to the Supreme Lord.
I to je lična služba svevišnje božanskoj ličnosti.
Then as that develops, gradually becomes Raga Nuga. We like to do it.
I onda kako se to razvija, to postaje Raga Nuga. Mi zavolimo to da radimo.
Not there, Devi. Instead of Vigraha, there is Galagraha.
Danas umjesto Vigraha postoje Galagraha.
That my spiritual master, he's giving me this heavy burden.
Ja, pa moj duhovni učitelj mi je dao taj težak teret.
He's giving me these deities.
Dao mi je ova božanstva.
At first I thought they were the Vigraha, the form of the Lord.
I prvo sam mislio da su Vigraha, da su oblik Gospoda.
But now I think they're Galagraha.
Ali sad mislim da su Galagraha.
They're a pain in the neck.
Da, da su samo na grbači moje navaljene.
So many burdens, they become a burden.
Postali su mi teret.
Why don't they go out and get a job?
Što oni ne odu i ne zaposle se negdje?
Do something practical.
Nek rade nešto praktično.
No, the feeling of bhava is lacking.
Ne, zapravo osjećaj bhave nedostaje.
If we lost the feeling that here is Krishna, I want to do something out of love for him.
I onda gubimo taj osjećaj, o, ovdje je Krishna i ja iz ljubavi želim nešto da uradim za njega.
Then the whole spirit is lost.
I onda se gubi čitav taj duh.
The whole goal has been lost.
I izgubi se čitav cilj.
In any case, Krishna is appearing not only as a deity, but as the holy name especially.
U svakom slučaju, Krishna se pojavljuje ne samo kao božanstvo, već i kao sveto ime.
The deities in the temple and the holy name we're taking everywhere.
Božanstva su u hramu, a sveto ime može da se nosi svuda.
If we don't know how to take shelter of the deity, we can learn how to take shelter of the deity also by taking shelter of the holy name.
I možemo naučiti kako da uzimamo utočište božanstava tako što uzimamo utočište svetog imena.
When we learn to pay attention to the holy name, we'll also learn how to pay attention to the deity.
I kada naučimo kako da obratimo pažnju na sveto ime, naučit ćemo i kako da obraćamo pažnju na božanstvo.
When we pay attention to the holy name, when we can feel the happiness of the holy name, when we can feel the holy name's presence.
i kad možemo da osetimo sreću pri svetom imenu, kada osetimo kada je ono prisutno,
the deity will also reveal himself to us.
Tada će nam se i božanstvo razotkriti.
And we'll also be able to feel the happiness of the deity.
I tada ćemo također moći da osetimo sreću i pred božanstvom.
Then it becomes a reciprocation of love.
I onda to postaje uzvraćanje ljubavi.
But at least it has to be trying to pay attention.
Ali barem treba da bude prisutna ta želja da se pokloni neka pažnja.
Because if we don't pay attention, there's no question of developing the sensitivity of feeling.
Jer ako ne obratimo pažnju, ne dolazi u obzir mogućnost da se razvija ta senzitivnost za razvoj osjećaja.
We can't love someone if we don't even pay attention to them.
Kako da zavolimo nekoga ako ni ne obraćamo pažnju na njega?
The wife tells the husband, my dear husband, please take the garbage out.
Žena kaže mužu, dragi moj mužu, molim te iznesi smeće.
The husband says, I can't hear you.
A muž kaže, ne čujem.
Because I'm too much in love with you.
Jer sam previše zaljubljen u tebe.
She says, please take the garbage out.
I kaže, molim te iznesi smeće.
I would do it, but I'm too much in love.
Ma ja bih to uradio, ali suviše sam zaljubljen.
No, if actually there is service, then there's some symptom of love is developing.
Ne, zapravo, ako postoji služba, razviju se i neki simptomi ljubavi.
And if the husband takes the wife out instead of the garbage and throws her out.
I onda, recimo, muž uzme ženu i nju izbaci umjesto smeća.
It's not the symptom of service.
To ne bi bio simptom službe.
So service has to be the instruction that's given.
Služba mora da bude uputstvo koje je dato.
And then when we follow that instruction, gradually some love will be developed.
I onda, sleđenjem tog uputstva, postepeno razviće se i ljubav.
So first attention.
Prvo pažnja.
First use our intelligence.
Prvo treba da koristimo inteligenciju.
Then our mind will be capable of developing some feelings of love.
I onda će naš um biti sposoban da razvije neke osjećaje ljubavi.
Philosophy.
Filozofija.
Religion.
Religija.
Religion without, philosophy without religion is just dry speculation.
Filozofija bez religije je samo suva spekulacija.
And religion without philosophy is just sentimentalism or fanaticism.
A religija bez filozofije je samo sentimentalizam ili fanatizam.
So we have to hear the philosophy of how to develop love.
I treba da slušamo filozofiju o tome kako da razvijemo ljubav.
The love for Krishna.
Ali ljubav prema Krishna.
And then love for Krishna's devotees.
I ljubav prema Krishna's bhakti.
So we have to live in the society of devotees.
I treba da živimo u društvu bhakti.
Satam pat sangam amavirya sambido. Hear about this, the glories of Krishna in the society of devotees.
I da slušamo o slavama Krishna u društvu bhakti.
First, mana krishneti yasi gritam mana sadriyeta. Find out who's a devotee.
Prvo, otkrijte ko je bhakti.
At least someone who's chanting Hare Krishna.
Barem je to neko ko mantra Hare Krishna.
We should think, oh, this is the best person.
I treba da mislimo, ma on je najbolja osoba.
But if they don't follow the process, we shouldn't associate with them very intimately.
Ali ako ne slede proces, ne bi trebalo intimno da se družimo sa njim.
But at least we should know devotional service is on the positive platform.
Ali bismo bar trebali da znamo da se predano služenje nalazi na pozitivnom nivou.
It is the bee looking for the honey.
Kao kada pčela traži med.
Trying to find the honey.
I pokušava da nađe med.
And then avoiding things which are undesirable.
I onda odbija stvari koje su nepoželjne.
It's the development of consciousness of love.
To je razvoj svesnosti ljubavi.
But that will be when we find devotees who are trying to serve in the Sankirtan movement.
I onda možda ćemo i naći bhakti koji pokušavaju da služe u Sankirtan pokretu.
Then the idea is cooperation.
Onda, kada to imamo, ideja jeste saradnja.
How to cooperate with each other so our devotional feelings towards Krishna and his devotees are purified and expanded.
Kako da sarađujemo jedni sa drugima, tako da se naše osjećanje predanosti prema Krishni i prema drugima zapravo širi.
And then how to serve in these society devotees so we can actually affect the innocent people.
I onda kako da služimo u društvu bhakta na taj način da možemo uticati i na nevine ljude.
Unless we actually have strong positive feelings towards the devotees.
ukoliko zapravo nemamo jaka pozitivna osjećanja prema bhaktama,
all the different levels of devotees,
svim različitim nivoima,
the leading devotees, the devotees who are following the leaders,
vodećim bhaktama, bhaktama koji slede lidere.
And there's different levels of leaders.
I opet imate različite nivoje lidera.
The mother is a leader for her children.
Majka je, recimo, lider vođa za svoje dete.
The spiritual master is the leader for his disciples.
A duhovni učitelj je vođa za svoje učenike.
The temple president is the leader for his people in the temple.
I temple president je vođa za ljude u hramu.
So many different leaders, so many different devotees following the leaders.
Ima tako puno različitih vođa i tako puno različitih bhakta koji slede svoje vođe.
All trying to develop awareness of how to love the devotees and love Krishna.
I svi pokušavaju da razviju svjesnost kako naučiti da voliš i bhakte i Krishna.
In a way that's practical and realistic.
Na jedan način to je i praktično i realistično.
And part of that is when we can feel how nice it is to live in the society of devotees.
A deo toga jeste kada osjetimo kako je lepo zapravo živjeti u društvu.
How I'm actually getting awareness and love for Krishna in their association.
Kako ja zapravo dobijem svjesnost i razvijam odnos sa Krishnom.
Then we have a gift to give to others.
I onda imamo jedan dar koga možemo dati i drugim.
To the innocent.
Ne vidim.
And even if we don't have very much awareness of the positive aspects of devotional service.
Čak i ako nemamo previše svjesnosti o tome koliki je pozitivan aspekt predanog služenja.
At least we can give them the holy name.
Barem možemo da im damo svjetlo.
We can learn how to cooperate together so someone is singing, everyone else is listening.
I možemo naučiti kako da sarađujemo zajedno tako da jedan kad peva, svi drugi slušaju.
Everyone is singing and that person is listening.
I onda svi pevaju, a ta osoba sluša.
The devotees are distributing the transcendental books of Srila Prabhupada.
I bhakte dele transcendentalne knjige Srila Prabhupada.
Which have the wealth of love of God within them.
Koje u sebi sadrže to bogatstvo ljubavi prema Bogu.
Which explain in all the different aspects and details the process of coming to develop love for Krishna.
Koje objašnjavaju sa svim mogućim detaljima i nivoima proces ostvarivanja i dolaženja na nivo ljubavi prema Krishna.
Love for the devotees.
Razvijanje ljubavi prema bhaktama.
How to make others into devotees.
Kako pretvoriti druge u bhakte.
And how to avoid getting entangled in the association of those who are against Krishna.
I kako izbjegavati druženje sa onima koji su protiv Krishna.
Those who are atheistic.
Onima koji su ateisti.
Those who are foolish.
Onima koji su budalasti.
Those who are deceitful.
Onima koji vole da varaju.
Those who are sinful.
Onima koji su grešni.
They will never attain to Krishna consciousness.
Oni nikada neće prihvatiti svjesnost Krishna.
Therefore, try better to avoid their association.
Zato je bolje izbjegavati njihovo društvo.
Because instead of making them into devotees, we might become sinful.
Jer umjesto da od njih napravimo bhakte, mogli bismo mi postati grešni.
We might become deceitful.
Možda ćemo mi razviti tu.
We might become atheistic.
Možda ćemo čak razviti neke ateistične.
Or foolish.
Ili ćemo postati malo budalosti.
Therefore there is the process.
I zato postoji proces.
By which we can learn how to associate with each other in Krishna consciousness.
Putem koga možemo da naučimo kako da se družimo u svjesnosti Krishna.
Especially morning program.
Naročito jutarnji program.
And evening program.
I večernji program.
Whether it's in the temple or in one's house, it does, or in the park, it doesn't make any difference.
Nema veze i nema razlike da li smo u hramu, kod kuće ili u parku.
Someone is giving us the gift of the holy name.
Neko nam daje poklon svetog imena.
By chanting it.
Tako što ga peva.
Or explaining its glories.
Ili što objašnjava njegove slave.
And others are listening.
A drugi slušaju.
And appreciate it.
I cene to.
That this person is a devotee, I'm so fortunate to have their association.
I smatraju, ova osoba je bhakta i ja sam tako sretan što mogu da se družim sa.
They're revealing their heart to me.
On meni razotkriva svoje srce.
The most precious thing in their heart, their understanding and love for Krishna.
A najdragocenija stvar u našem srcu jeste to razumevanje i ljubav prema Krishna.
They're trying to give me the gift of love for Krishna.
I ta osoba pokušava da mi da poklon ljubavi prema Krishna.
And the devotees are trying to listen with
appreciation.
And the devotee who's chanting, he's giving appreciation.
I kada bhakte mantraju, pevaju, onda ta osoba, druga, cetva.
Both for Krishna and for all the devotees who helped him understand who is Krishna.
I ceni i Krishnu i ceni sve druge bhakte koji mu pomažu da shvati ko je Krishna.
This is the way of making a successful temple, successful house.
To je način na koji se pravi
household life.
Uspešan dom, uspešan dom.
Because not only the husband, the wife has to listen to the husband.
Ne samo da žena treba da sluša muža.
But the husband has to listen with attention to the wife.
Već i kuća domaćin mora sa pažnjom da sluša ženu.
And if the idea is service.
Iako je glavna ideja služba.
Not that the sound goes in one ear and out the other.
A ne da zvuk uđe sa jedne strane, uvo a izađe na drugo.
No, learn the process that goes in the ear and back down to the heart and enters into the heart.
Već treba naučiti proces kojim zvuk dolazi u uvo, ali ulazi direktno u srce.
And manifests itself in terms of service.
I manifestuje se u obliku službe.
Service to the temple, service to the household life, service to the community, service to the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I to je služba u templu, služba u svom domu, služba u Sankirtan pokretu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Then, as the service is there, then what happens is that Krishna reveals himself.
I onda, kada je tu služenje, ono što se dešava je da se Krishna razotkriva.
If the service is there to the previous acharyas,
ako je tu služenje drugim prethodnim acharyama,
under the guidance of the devotees,
i to pod vođstvom bhakta,
then the result is that the acharyas will reveal themselves to us.
Onda će se kao rezultat tog služenja acharya nama razotkriti.
Krishna says, Chetasa sarva karmani, mai sanyasi matparaha, buryo gamu pashitya, matshita ksatatam bhava. In all activities, depend upon me.
U svim svojim delatnostima zavisi od mene.
Work always under my protection.
Uvek deluj pod mojom zaštitom, kaže.
In such devotional service, be fully conscious of me.
I u takvoj predanoj službi budi potpuno svestan mene.
If we accept the background of spiritual knowledge,
ako prihvatimo pozadinu duhovnog znanja,
that this world, everything here belongs to Krishna.
Da u ovom svetu sve pripada Krishna.
Everything and everyone is meant for Krishna's pleasure.
I da su svi i sve namenjeni za zadovoljstvo Krishna.
And when everyone and everything is engaged in Krishna's service, then everything becomes absolutely auspicious.
I onda kada su svi i sve angažovani u službi Krishne, sve postaje apsolutno povoljno.
Krishna is the enjoyer.
A Krishna je uživalac.
Krishna is the proprietor.
Krishna je onaj ko obezbeđuje sve.
Krishna is everyone's friend.
On je svačiji prijatelj.
So what does Krishna want me to do?
I šta Krishna želi da ja radim?
Everything belongs to him.
Sve mu pripada.
What should I do?
Šta ja treba da radim?
If one works according to Krishna's instructions in Bhagavad Gita, as well as under the guidance of the representatives of Krishna, then the result will be the same.
Ako osoba radi sledeće uputstva iz Bhagavad Gita, ili sledeće uputstva verodostojnog predstavnika Krishna,
rezultat
će biti isti.
It'll be as good as being on the battlefield of Kurukshetra with Krishna.
To je jednako dobro kao da ste na vojnom polju Kurukshetre sa Krishna.
Because Paramatma is in our heart. He wants to tell us what to do.
Jer Paramatma je u našem srcu i želi da nam kaže šta da radimo.
This body is his chariot.
A ovo telo je kočija.
There's a war going on.
I rat se dešava.
And that war is against ignorance.
A taj rat je protiv neznanja.
It's against Kali.
Protiv Kali.
To defeat Kali.
Da se porazi Kali.
And make this world into Vaikuntha.
I da se ode do Vaikuntha.
To establish someone like Yudhisthira as the head of this world.
Da se ustanovi, da se pretvori zapravo sve ovo Vaikuntha i da se neko poput Yudhisthire postavi da vlada ovim svetom.
Krishna is our chariot driver and we're his servant.
Krishna je vozač naše kočije, a mi smo njegove sluge.
Therefore, when we find out what Krishna wants us to do to serve the Sankirtan movement,
i onda kada otkrijemo šta Krishna želi da radimo da bismo služili Sankirtan pokretu,
we should think only.
Treba samo da mislimo.
Matparaha.
Matparaha.
Matparaha. I've been appointed to discharge this particular duty by Krishna.
Ja sam ovde imenovan da izvršim ovu dužnost za Krishna.
And I'm doing it just to satisfy him.
I radim to da bih bio zadovoljio.
Then Prabhupada says that one will naturally think about Krishna.
I onda će osoba prirodno misliti na Krishna.
That's perfect Krishna consciousness.
To je savršena svesnost Krishna.
The knowledge is there, the philosophy is there, I'm Krishna's servant, I must serve him.
Tu je znanje, tu je filozofija, ja sam Krishna sluga i moram da služim.
This is what he wants me to do.
To je ono što on želi da ja radim.
The religion is there, I'm doing it just to please him.
Tu je i religija, ja to radim da bih ga zadovoljio.
Our mind's engaged, our intelligence is engaged.
Angažovani su i naš um i naša inteligencija.
Our body is engaged.
I naše telo.
And the result is that one will naturally think about Krishna.
I kao rezultat prirodno ćemo misliti na Krishna.
And as that becomes more and more steady, more and more intensified,
i kako to postaje sve postojanije i sve intenzivnije,
it turns into love of God.
Pretvara se u ljubav prema Bogu.
On the other hand, if one does something and then offers the result to Krishna.
S druge strane, kada nešto uradimo, rezultat toga ponudimo Krishna.
My dear Krishna, here is the result. Or someone's walking down the street, he's carrying puffed rice.
Ili recimo ovako, neko šeta niz ulicu i nosi naduvani ekspandirani pirinač.
The wind blows the puffed rice away.
I vetar mu oduva taj pirinač.
And he goes, he offers it to Govinda. Govinda Bog. No, that sort of duty is not in the line of Krishna consciousness.
Ne, zapravo takva vrsta postupaka nije u liniji svesnosti Krishna.
That order of Krishna comes down through the Sifu succession.
Naredbe Krišnine dolaze kroz učeničko nasleđe.
From the bona fide spiritual master.
I to kroz duhovnog, verodostojnog duhovnog učitelja.
Therefore, the spiritual master's order should be taken as one's prime duty of life.
Zato se naredba duhovnog učitelja mora uzeti kao osnovna dužnost našeg života.
If one gets a bona fide spiritual master,
ako osoba dobije verodostojnog duhovnog
učitelja, and acts according to his instructions,
i deluje u skladu sa njegovim instrukcijama,
then one's success in life and Krishna consciousness is guaranteed.
Onda je njen uspeh u životu i u svesnosti Krishna zagarantovan.
So Srila Prabhupada, he's established a society.
Srila Prabhupada je ustanovio društvo
composed of so many different things.
Koje se sastoje tako puno različitih stvari.
When he was here, we had so many farms, we had so many schools, gurukuls, we had so much book distribution, so many temples.
Imamo tako puno farmi, puno gurukula, puno se knjiga deli, puno hramova.
So many devotees.
Imamo tako puno bhakta.
So we still have those.
I još uvijek to imamo.
And we have Prabhupada's representatives.
A imamo i Srila Prabhupadove predstavnike.
Those who have understood the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
One koji razumeju misiju Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu. Those who have understood Prabhupada's instructions.
One koji razumeju uputstva Srila Prabhupada.
We have our initiating gurus, we have our sannyasis, we have our temple presidents, GBCs, pot washers.
Imamo guruje koji iniciraju, imamo naše sannyasije, imamo naše temple presidente.
So many different devotees with so many different types of authority.
Tako puno bhakta sa tako puno različitih tipova autoriteta.
Trying to execute the order of Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas.
I svi pokušavaju da izvrše uputstva Srila Prabhupada i prethodnih acharya.
So as their instructions follow us or lead us to the mission that Srila Prabhupada has given us.
I tako nas njihova uputstva vode ka realizacije misije koju nam je dao Srila Prabhupada.
As they bring us into the realm of protection of Srila Prabhupada's instructions.
I dok nas tako to sledeće uputstava vodi u neki predeo gde smo zaštićeni sledeći Srila Prabhupada.
And through them to the protection and the mercy of our previous acharyas.
Kroz to dolazimo u područje gde smo zaštićeni zahvaljujući milosti prethodnih acharya.
Then the blessings of the six Goswamis will be bestowed upon us.
Onda ćemo dobiti i blagoslov šestorice Goswamija.
And as the blessings of the six Goswamis are bestowed upon us, then the Panchatatra will be manifested in our heart.
A kada dobijemo blagoslov šestorice Goswamija, u našim srcima manifestovaće se Panchatatra.
And we'll be able to experience the feelings of love and separation from Krishna.
I moći ćemo da iskusimo osjećanje ljubavi i razdvojenosti i odvojenosti od Krishna.
And the more we feel love and separation from Krishna, the more we'll be in this, in Goloka Vrindavan.
I što više osjećamo tu ljubav I razdvojenost od Krišne, to ćemo više biti u Goloka Vrindavanu.
Along with the devotees, along with the acharyas, along with the six goswamis, along with Panchatattva and all of Krishna's associates.
Zajedno sa Bhaktama, sa acharyama, sa Panchatattvom I sa svim Krišnanim pratijacima.
So we should especially appreciate Srila Prabhupada.
Zato bi naročito trebalo da cenimo
And those who are following Srila Prabhupada to the best of their understanding.
I one koji slede Srila Prabhupada onoliko koliko najbolje razumeju.
And then try to understand that we must, if we want to go back to Goloka, we also have to complete the picture.
I treba da shvatimo da ako želimo da stignemo do Goloke, moramo da kompletiramo nekako sliku.
Not only to make a family of devotees,
ne samo da napravimo porodicu bhakta,
but to expand the family of devotees,
već da proširimo porodicu bhakta,
as much as possible.
Koliko god je to više moguće.
And then, don't worry about those who are not those who are against devotional service.
I onda nemojte brinuti o onima koji su protivnici predanog služenja.
First become very strong in our family life.
Prvo smo veoma jaki u našem porodičnom životu.
Our spiritual family.
Jaki smo u našoj duhovnoj porodici.
And very determined to make others into devotees.
I vrlo smo odlučni da učinimo I druge bhaktane.
And Krishna will make sure he takes care of everything else.
A onda će se Krishna sigurno pobrinuti o svemu ostalom.
Thank you very much. Hvala. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any questions?
Ima li nekih pitanja?
Thank you very much. Maharaj, I have understood that one of the underlying points of the lecture is the necessity of developing personalism. So if you would like to address this issue more directly, like why is it so important, what exactly personalism means, and how to practice. Pitao sam Maharaja, u stvari primijetio sam da je jedna od poanti lekcije kako razviti personalizam. Pa sam me onda pitao da kaže nešto više o tome, da se na izravan način govori o personalizmu.
Nice question. We have the next couple of hours, we can answer it. But we don't have so much time. The first thing is learn to appreciate those who are engaged in somehow or another in Krishna's service.
Pre svega treba naučiti da se cene oni koji su na jedan ili drugi način uključeni u Krishna službu.
Respect them within our minds.
Treba ih poštovati unutar svog uma.
And then try to learn how to cooperate with the devotees to worship Krishna.
A zatim treba naučiti kako sarađivati sa bhaktama da bi se obožavao Krišna.
By taking shelter of the instructions of higher authorities.
I to tako što se uzima utočište uputstava viših autoriteta.
Higher authorities means that those who are actually engaged in undeviated devotional service.
A viši autoriteti su oni koji su zapravo uključeni u neokaljano predano služenje.
Whose hearts are devoid of the propensity to criticize others.
I čija su srca oslobođena sklonosti da se kritikuju drugi.
Who are actually in love with Krishna and love with everyone and everything in relation to Krishna.
Koji su zapravo zaljubljeni u Krishnu I zaljubljeni u sve I svakoga koji ima veze sa Krishnom.
Give up
treba odustati
our material consciousness.
I napustiti našu materijalnu svesnost.
The thinking that there's nothing beyond matter.
Razmišljenje da ne postoji ništa iznad materije.
The fear of a personal spiritual identity.
Treba napustiti strah od ličnog duhovnog identiteta.
Not remembering that I'm Krishna's servant and that others, everyone, all of the entities are also Krishna's servants.
Od toga da se ne sećamo da smo Krishnine sluge, mi I da su svi ostali isto to.
And being an anxiety and fear of voidism.
I biti u toj teskobi I strahu od voidizma.
That ultimately everything is useless.
Da je jednostavno sve konačno beskorisno.
That there's no purpose of life, there's no ultimate goal.
Da nema smisla života, da nema krajnjeg cilja.
These are the different kinds of consciousness Maya is always bewildering us with.
To su zapravo različite vrste svesnosti kojima nas Maya uvijek zbunjuje.
And above everything,
a iznad svega,
give up the tendency to try to exploit others.
Treba odustati od sklonosti da se pokušavaju iskorištavati ostali drugi.
Here is a body.
Ovdje je telo.
Let me enjoy it for my sense gratification.
Ajde da uživamo njemu radi svog čuma zadovoljstva.
Because that mentality produces all kinds of distortions.
Jer taj mentalitet proizvodi razne vrste iskrivljivanja.
Which take away from our actual appreciation, respect, and ultimately love.
I to nas onda odvlači od te naše stvarne poštovanja i konačno od ljubavi.
Is that right?
Je li to u redu?
Anything else?
Još nešto?
Ja sam htio da pitam o nekoliko aspekata prenošenja znanja sa duhovnog učitelja na učenika.
He wanted to ask about several aspects of transmitting spiritual knowledge from the disciple, from the spiritual master to the disciple.
Dakle, što Prabhupada govori na sarkastičan način o neovlašćenim duhovnim učiteljima koji govore da se postavlja neka struja između duhovnog učitelja i učenika, i kada duhovni učitelj prenese to znanje, onda se osjeća potpuno ispraštenje. Naravno što na Prabhupada kaže da to uopšte nije tačno.
Now he refers to some sarcastic examples where, like, between the spiritual master and the disciple there is some current, electric current, and if the spiritual master transmits the knowledge, he becomes empty. Now, Srila Prabhupada criticizes that and says it is not so.
Čini mi se da Šrila Prabhupada ne daje eksplicitno objašnjenje kako se zapravo to znanje prenosi.
So he thinks that actually Srila Prabhupada does not give the clear explanation how the knowledge is transmitted.
Ali daje na indirektan način objašnjenje mnogo tih aspekata koje ja nažalost ne mogu da sažmem i da shvatim.
But he sees and he reads that indirectly Srila Prabhupada explains a lot of how this process is done. But he unfortunately cannot understand that.
Da li uopšte treba pokušavati da se to shvati ili da se prihvati onako kako jeste?
Should he at all try to understand how this is done?
Yes, you should try to understand. Well, I have personal experience when the spiritual master touches you, something happens.
Ja sam lično iskusio da kada te duhovni učitelj dodirne, nešto se desi.
When Srila Prabhupada was giving me Gayatri mantra,
kada mi je Srila Prabhupada davao Gayatri mantru,
there was a kirtan going on right next to us.
Odmah tu pored nas kirtan se dešava.
This was a new Vrindavan.
To je bilo na novom Vrindavanu.
So Prabhupada was saying the mantra and he was asking me to repeat it.
I onda je Prabhupada izgovarao mantru i tražio da ja ponovim.
So I couldn't really hear what he said.
A ja nisam baš mogao da čujem šta mi on to govori.
So he tapped me on the head.
I onda me malo ovako lupno po glavi.
Maybe he thought I was asleep.
Možda je mislio da sam zaspao.
So I woke up.
I onda sam se probudio.
But our process of receiving the knowledge,
ali naš proces je primanje znanja,
is that the spiritual master speaks what he's heard from his spiritual master.
I to tako da duhovni učitelj govori ono što je čuo od svog duhovnog učitelja.
And we try to listen.
A mi pokušavamo da slušamo.
We're only going to be able to hear as much as we're qualified.
Jer bit ćemo sposobni da čujemo samo onoliko koliko smo kvalifikovani.
And as much as we're desirous of hearing.
I onoliko koliko zapravo smo željni slušati.
And as much as our mind is not interfering.
I onoliko koliko se naš um tu ne ubacuje.
Therefore, the spiritual master, one who's expert, he tries to explain things in a way that's understandable to the disciple.
I tako duhovni učitelj, onaj koji je ekspert u tome, on pokušava da sve objasni na takav način da to bude jasno učenicima.
Then the disciple, if he's actually listening, he listens, tries to understand what he's heard.
I onda učenik koji zapravo sluša, on pokušava da shvati to što je čuo.
And if he's sincere, he tries to do what he's told.
I ako je iskren, pokušava da uradi to što mu se kaže.
That way he gets some experience.
I na taj način dobije neko iskustvo.
The same thing for everything.
I ista stvar važi za sve.
If you want to learn how to fix a car,
ako želiš da naučiš kako da popraviš kola,
you have to learn from the expert mechanic.
Moraš to da naučiš od odličnog automehaničara.
And he tells you what to do. Turn this screw with a screwdriver.
I on će ti reći šta da radiš. Sad zavrni ovaj šraf sa ovim šrafcigrom.
And he watches you.
I gleda će to.
So you turn the screw.
I ti to zavrneš.
If you turn it the wrong way,
ako zavrneš, odnosno okreneš,
he tells you you just turned it the wrong way.
Onda ti kaže, sad si to uradio kako ne treba.
If he tells you and he doesn't watch you how to turn the screw,
ako ti kažeš šta da radiš, a ne gleda te šta radiš,
and you turn it the wrong way,
i ti ga okreneš u suprotnom pravcu,
then you might be in a lot of trouble when you drive the car.
Onda ti se može puno toga desiti kad budeš teo da voziš tako.
So hopefully he tells you the right instruction because he's an expert mechanic.
Nadajmo se da ti on daje dobro uputstvo jer je odličan mehaničar.
He or his representatives watch you as you follow his instructions.
I da te on ili njegovi neki predstavnici, tu sledbenici, gledaju kako to radiš dok slediš njegovo uputstvo.
You did the right thing and now the car works very nicely.
I nadajmo se da si uradio kako treba i onda kola rade kako treba.
And if something goes wrong,
a ako nešto krene po zlu,
either you have the wrong mechanic, he's not an expert mechanic,
ili on nije dobar mehaničar,
or you didn't follow his instructions,
ili ti nisi slijedio njegovo uputstvo,
or you should get a new car,
ili treba da uzmeš novo kola.
Thank you very much, Karendra.
Hvala vam.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Or Premanande.
Jai.